tweet at Saturday RTE.
And just a couple of texts before we move on here. How can Sinn Féin possibly know how much a price cap will cost when nobody knows how much gas will cost this winter, says one texter. Another texter says we should encourage the wealthy to give any allowance for fuel, child benefit, etc. to charity and support social housing and modular housing. That's from Geraint Sligo. And another texter says we both work full time with three children in childcare. We don't qualify for anything. And that's what we want to talk about now, because childcare is, of course, another area looking for budget relief as parents currently face crippling fees while providers are dealing with staff shortages and ever increasing running costs. I'm joined on the line now by Elaine Dunn, chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Good afternoon, Elaine.
Hi, good afternoon, Katie.
We know that the government, there's a package on the way. There's been a lot of expectation and speculation about it. What are you expecting?
Not very much, I don't think. We know that there's something coming for the parents, but unfortunately the providers have not been spoken about at all at this point. And, you know, we've all signed, well, I shouldn't say all, 90% of the sector have signed up to the new core funding. So there's 800 providers who did not sign up to core funding because it just didn't meet their costs. And a lot of them are based in Dublin. And we have to, you know, look at why they're not signing up, what the problem is, the cost. We know the rate of inflation is at 9.1% today. We know that all of our costs are going up. We're worried about the energy. And then we're seeing services now announcing that they will probably end up closing up this time next year or before that because of the new core funding. They thought they were getting a certain amount of funding in, and when they went in and did all the work to see how much they were going to get, they got a lot less. So there's a lot of problems now out there at the moment. You have ECC services who are falling behind because they weren't acknowledged at all with core funding. So we have put a package together. We put a budget submission into the minister, and we asked about the FCA service providers, that the capitation for the child be raised from €69 to €76 at a cost to government of €30 million. And we are still waiting on a response for that.
I spoke to you at the start of the summer, Elaine, and at that stage you were talking about hundreds of providers possibly, you know, actively considering shutting down, closing their doors. Do you think that there is some light at the end of the tunnel for those people now?
No, I don't. The fact that 500 providers sent in emails into the Department of Children and to other ministers in government regarding that they were forced to sign up to core funding under duress. I mean, you have to listen to those people. You also have to listen to the 800 providers who did not sign up. That's 1,300 service providers who are unhappy with core funding, no matter what way you look at it. That's a large number. And a lot of these providers are worried for their future. They will not have viable businesses as we stand at the moment because of core funding. And we have to address that.
I'm so conscious as well that creches in particular, you can't turn down the thermostat if you have very small children.
No, absolutely not. We're tied into TUSLA regulations at all times. So our heating must be on all day long, no matter what. Even if we're outside in the garden for a couple of hours with the children on a nice day, your heating still has to be on. So we are going to have massive energy bills because we've no choice. You can't just say to the mums, oh, send in an extra jumper, or tell your staff, oh, bring in your coat and wear your coat indoors. You know, it doesn't work that way. Our food bills have gone up. Even for my own service alone, 9% my food bill went up by. You know, we just can't manage this on the core funding that they're giving us now. And it just appears that they're not listening.
And
we welcome everything, sorry. We do welcome everything for the parents, absolutely. But you also have to look at the cost for us as providers. One thing that was never addressed from the very beginning of core funding was reasonable profit. Nobody did a study on what a reasonable profit for each service type in this country is. Why? Why was the study not done before they announced core funding and put it out to the sector? Why was it, you know, sorry, and just one more point, the fee freeze. Why was that not phased in the same way core funding has been phased in between now and 2028? Why was it all now when we have just gone through a worldwide pandemic and we're in a European war?
Can I just ask before I let you go, like there has been alternatives put forward. I know, and we'll probably hear from them in a moment. Sinn Féin are talking about reducing childcare fees by 2/3. Labour is talking about a cap on fees at €200 per child.
So I would love to ask both of them, what studies have you done to show the cost. Studies were done to carried out so that you can see what the cost of a service is in this country.
So you have doubts about the veracity of what they're putting forward?
I do, absolutely, because to all of us, we can't understand how somebody is saying that parents' fees should be €200 a month. Like, where is that coming from? What studies have Labour done to show that they can bring this in?
Okay, well, we'll ask, but I'll let you go. That's Elaine Dunn there from the Federation of Early Childcare Providers. Minister, Elaine Basie's in there, and it's your colleague Roderick O'Gorman is bringing forward this childcare package, and he's hanging a lot of his political capital on it. She's saying it's just not cutting it with people like herself who are facing into a very tough winter.
Yeah, she said that, but she also said that 90% of the providers had signed up for core funding. And it's come in for the first time this year. It is a really significant thing. €221 million being provided as core funding to childcare providers. And the idea is that there are three big problems. The childcare providers may go out of business if they're not sustainable. They can't make a profit. There has to be good wages for childcare professionals. And there also has to be lower costs because people in Ireland, parents, are paying the highest childcare fees in Europe, right? So we got three things to solve. Minister O'Gorman addressed the sustainability of the childcare providers by providing this €221 million. The pay for the childcare professionals has been set at €13 under an employment regulation order, the first time historically that's ever been done. And I'm hoping that in this budget there will be significant help for parents to cut the cost of their childcare costs. So those three things together, I think, are what we need to address this.
Okay, I'll give you an idea here of what's coming into us. We have a creche provider in Galway telling us that she's been asked to freeze her fees in order to receive core funding. The core funding doesn't cover the increase in wages or the increase in the cost of living. She says she spent 20 years building up a business, took loads of risks financially over the years, built my business, including working 70 to 80 hour weeks. I will probably close my service, which can accommodate 40 plus children, and then more will more than likely leave the sector. My building has 7 rooms. I have 3 open as I can't get staff. The problem is not the lack of spaces, it's the lack of staff.
And Katie, on that question about having to heat them and so on through the winter, there are subsidy scheme being developed, and you know, I think Minister Donoghue may have been hinting towards that. They won't be exactly the same as the pandemic subsidy payments because it's a different kind of problem. But that will certainly be addressed in the budget on Tuesday.
Okay, and another texter in. I'll be closing at the end of June 2023 for good. I'm an HA service. Core funding is my sole reason for closing. I have yet to tell my parents. Many more will follow. Owen O'Brien.
Sure. So, I mean, the first thing is we absolutely need to see in the budget additional support in terms of those increased energy costs, particularly for those energy intensive businesses like childcare. We've proposed a scheme similar to one they're running actually in Luxembourg, which I suppose twins grant aid for increased energy costs for businesses with the protection of jobs. So that way then you actually get a double benefit. In terms of the wider issue that Elaine rightly raises, and we've been arguing for a number of years, that there needs to be a dramatic increase in core funding. We have an opt-in scheme, as Kathleen Funchen has outlined.
She wasn't that impressed with your figures either, though.
Well, all we can do is outline the proposal. Kathleen Funchen, our spokesperson on the issue, engages extensively with the sector, and it's from several years of engagement that she came up with these proposals. For us, the crucial thing is we need to see childcare costs come down by about 2/3 over 2 years. The only way you can do that, exactly as the last texter said, is if you increase the direct state investment. That would mean an extra €270 million in a full year on top of what the government is going to propose on Tuesday. Okay. We'd phase that in over 2 years. So we would be asking fees to come down in proportion to the increased public investment, which I think would deal with that issue.
Okay.
And a 2/3 reduction in those fees. We would start doing that from this October and run it over a 2-year period because the cost of childcare was too high before the crisis and is even higher and unacceptably high now.
Marie Sherlock, Elaine there wondering where you're getting this €200 from and who's going to pay the rest of the bill, and how much do you know how much you would have to give to the childcare providers to make up for that?
Well, I think the first thing, Katie, is that we've had a permanent cost of living crisis, particularly with regards to housing and childcare in this country over many years. So we want to see a dramatic reduction in the fees that parents are paying to €200 per child per month. in terms of how it's paid for, that is going to involve a significant resource from the state. So we're saying 275 million has to go to childcare providers to ensure that we can dramatically reduce the costs to parents. We also believe, and we've been speaking to providers over the last number of months, we hear what providers have said with regards to core funding, that, you know, it's not enough, particularly now when people are facing into double digit inflation with regards to the utilities. So we're talking about an additional 50 million euros to go to the childcare providers, because ultimately there is a chronic shortage of childcare provider places across the country, and I see places closing down, and then parents are left, families are left high and dry. Indeed. So we need to, we have the funding there.
I need to cut across you, because I want to go to that cost of living protest.